This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. You are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I know the border war is tomorrow afternoon, but we're kicking off the party now, live and on location from CB and Potts Restaurant and Tap Room at the Collindale Golf Course. This is all part of their Friday Night Light celebration to kick off the CSU football weekend. There's going to be food tents and drink tents out here. Funky Business, live band's going to be out here starting at 5 o'clock. This is going to be so much fun. Got a bouncy castle. Face painting, all of it, out here at CB and Potts. Joining me now, a guy that's probably pretty familiar with CB and Potts. He's one of the more unique media guys in the business, Ethan Bird, sports director at KGWN-TV. He is a CSU alum, but went to the dark side and is now covering all things on. Wyoming Cowboys. Ethan, I joke. You're not on the dark side. You're still my friend.
I thought that this would be the first show this week I'd hop on and not catch strays, but I got to keep my black jacket on all week, it seems like.
Well, normally, Ethan, we do this segment with any of the opponents, and we call it Behind Enemy Lines or Know Your Enemy, and I think Wyoming's not quite my enemy. You know, I know some of the Wyoming fans get after me, but I've talked a lot of Wyoming football and basketball over the years, so they don't quite fit the bill of like a Georgia Tech or whatever. We're good enough, man. We're friends.
Yeah, no, there's respect there, I'm sure. If I've been able to earn their respect and trust, and just about anybody can, I would think.
How weird is it for you? And I've asked you this before, but now that we're restarting the season, how strange is that? A CSU alum, so deep, you're still a Rams fan, right? Or did you get, you know, baptized into the Wyoming fires over there and you just had to forget everything you ever knew about CSU?
I think my dad would disown me if it ever went that far. but, I mean, for the most part, like this week is the only week I'm not a Rams fan, right? I'm just I'm a guy covering the best rivalry in all of college football. And what a blessing that is to be able to do that. Any other week, yeah, I'm cheering for CSU, but I'm also covering Wyoming. And I've got a lot of love now for Wyoming. The athletics department there treats us so well. The people are so good. I mean, I haven't met a single student athlete that I didn't like. They just recruit them right out there. But I mean, my love will always run deep for CSU, but I've also found it for Wyoming, and I'm sure that's making some people throw up in their mouths a little bit right now, but that's just the reality of my life at this point.
Ethan Bird joining. I know it's got to be odd, but you've done a fantastic job, man, of covering the Wyoming Cowboys, and I believe that, yes, I think most Cowboys fans would say yes, we have embraced him as our own here. Big game coming up. Wyoming still in the Mountain West. CSU now in the Pac-12. The rivalry continues. Odd that it's game one. I'm not sure how you feel about this game being game one.
I mean, I'll never complain about a warm border war. The majority of them are below freezing in late November. So that's the first, you know, big plus. And that also gets more people into the stands, I would think. It is weird doing it week one, but it's really no different than when CSU would open up the season with the Rocky Mountain Showdown, right? I mean, this rivalry, in my opinion, is a better rivalry. Just because of the proximity of it. I mean, there's so many Wyoming fans down in FOCO. Not as many CSU guys up here in Cheyenne and Laramie with me. But it's a rivalry that kind of encompasses our lives. And I think starting off the season with a bang is awesome. But for both programs, you can't let a loss here in week one derail your next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on this game. But it being week one... Yeah, if you're the loser of this game, you have no time to hang your head because there's literally an entire season after this game. It's important for sure, sets the tone, but it certainly doesn't mean you're world beaters if you win or season's over if you lose.
It's such a weird one, too, because there's so many question marks. You have CSU's side, virtually with the exception of Tyson Summers, a completely new coaching staff, 75 new players on the team. The media availability has been less than it's been before. Then on the Wyoming side, we hope we know what we're going to get out of this defense. They should be pretty darn good like they were last year. But the offense, brand new offensive coordinator, brand new starting quarterback, lots of questions at wide receiver. The tight ends are tight, very young offensive line. So this is as hard of a border war to predict as we've ever had.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I you know, Ethan, I do picks around Friday. Everybody knows that. I'm 0-2 to start season. I failed with the Bears last week on Friday night, and then I failed last night with the Buffs. So you know me, man. These segments that I do are really just about the picks. It's about gathering information, and I don't blame myself. I blame all of my insiders that have been on. So that's a lot of pressure for you, Ethan.
Well, I'm not going to give you a money line today. I know that much.
I can only pick off the information that's presented to me.
But you mentioned there's
a lot of questions. Oh, go ahead.
I would lean the over, though. That's my controversial pick for today. That's my hot take for the over for the border war. Because I think...
You know?
I know.
That, yeah.
It's not a lot to say, but these two offenses will be significantly more efficient. that bar is pretty low after last year. But I think Jay is going to get that, or Coach Savelle is going to get that touchdown a quarter that he wants. And I think CSU's offense will at the very least be much more disciplined and efficient under Jim Mora's leadership. So I like the over for the first time in a long time in the Border War.
Ethan Bird joining us, talking all things Border War, Wyoming coming to town to take on Colorado State. You know, it's a new vibe, certainly for CSU, Jim Mora, Pac-12, a lot of new guys. But this is an important – are we on year three for Jay Sovell already, Ethan?
Yeah.
Is that right, year three?
Yeah.
So obviously this is an important season for Coach Sovell. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this throughout the week. You know, the idea was – He was your defensive coordinator, so he's going to still have a strong defense, but he's going to try to throw the ball more. There's going to be more of that happening. We haven't seen that, and of course they've had issues at the quarterback position. It seems like there's a lot of excitement around the Tyler Hughes quarterback. We got that announcement a couple weeks ago for sure. I think we all kind of knew that, but Tyler Hughes, he's a mobile quarterback. That's my favorite style. So tell me about Hughes.
I mean, first and foremost, he's an awesome dude. Like, he is awesome to talk to. But you can just tell this dude's a winner. This cat wants to go out, and he's gonna put his life on the line before he's willing to lose, which I think is going to be huge on Saturday. He's one of the fastest guys on the team. He's got a nice arm. But most importantly, he spent several years with Christian Taylor, Wyoming's new offensive coordinator, at William & Mary. So there's not really those growing pains of a new quarterback and a new offensive coordinator that you get in week one. In fact, Tyler's been the guy that Christian's been leaning on to help guide the other offensive players to understand this new concept. And this is going to be, at least Wyoming fans hope, there's going to be an unrecognizable offense, an offense I don't think we've ever seen in Laramie before. And I'm excited.
That's what I'm rooting for Wyoming, of course, is to see, because what did they average last year, Ethan? Was it like 15 or 16 points a game or something like that? A powerful defense that kept them in so many games. If they could just have an ounce more of offense, you could have turned that season around and it'd be completely different, and that is, of course, the hope this year for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you pitched two shutouts in today's college football, you should be competing for a national championship. Like, that's absurd. But, yeah, I mean, my big part about this offense is something that I saw last year that absolutely needs to be fixed is their mentality. I think Tyler Hughes will be a big part in keeping the guys, you know, fundamentally sound and not freaking out. Because last year you'd see it every time. When Wyoming got punched in the mouth, the defense would do their best to crawl back, but the offense – they lost their fight. They lost that grittiness, that extra level. So that's something I really need to see from them this year, is how do you respond when things don't go your way, and how bad do you want it?
Yeah, that all those questions hopefully will be, in for Wyoming's case, will be answered somewhat tomorrow. Samuel Harris, though, I know they're still going to rely on. I mean, when you have a nickname like Tote, man, I mean that's a running back's nick. That's a running back name right there.
Yeah, I think he put on like 40 pounds this offseason, so he's even bigger and better. Wow. I mean, his body, like, he's almost unrecognizable on the field if he still didn't have that baby face. You know, he's going to be a powerful back. Markell Holman is going to be a great number two behind him. Wyoming will always have a decent running game, and Samuel Harris is going to probably elevate that to an elite running game. He's going to run, if he stays healthy, he's going to run laps around the Mountain West, especially.
Ethan, you know, you've been covering this team closely this offseason, and we'll get to see what it's all about tomorrow afternoon. I'm not asking for picks, I'm not asking for predictions, but in your mind, do you see the turnaround? Is it going to take place this season for the Cowboys?
From what we've seen during talking season in the fall, I would say yes. But also, in terms of necessity, it absolutely has to turn around for Jay Sovell and this program. This state, Laramie, they love this program so much, and they've given so much grace. It's going to come to a point where that grace runs out and those stands start to get a little less full. So just in terms of necessity, especially in this era of revenue share and exposure, you have to be good. You have to be good. And in this new Mountain West, if you're not in the championship conversation, you're doing something wrong. So it's not a it's a necessity. And if that doesn't happen, then there's going to be changes this year, I would think.
Much has been talked about here for Colorado State. We know who Wyoming's quarterback's going to be. Colorado State, most of us do believe it's going to be Haas Haney. But Jim Mora, he's keeping all the cards close to the chest on that. He's not revealing that information until like 5 seconds before kickoff tomorrow. But I'm guessing even Wyoming fans are and the team, more importantly, is mm-hmm. prepared for Haas Haney, I would guess.
Oh, it's going to be Haas Haney. You don't go out and spend that much money on the kid for him to ride the bench. And he's
correct.
Also one of the fastest people in all of college football. And that's going to be an X factor for this. That's really going to test this Wyoming defense to see if they're still as good as they were. Can you contain Haas Haney? Can it contain Juice Farine? You know, those are the two names that are going to burn Wyoming if they let them cook.
Yeah, a lot of new faces, a lot of UConn guys here for Colorado State. Mm-hmm. I think for CSU, that's probably a good sign because UConn was a good football team last year. How will that translate to where they are now, being in this Pac-12, which this Pac-12 is not necessarily a world beater at this point. Big weekend mm-hmm. for the rest of the teams in the area. But it's going to be a game, Ethan, my man. You've been to CB and Potts before. I was going to say, if you get here early, I know you're probably coming down tomorrow, but stop by and we'll get you a soda pop.
I'm actually getting lunch there with my parents tomorrow before the game. So I will be.
No kidding. Well, all right, man. Well, you know. I love it. Ethan, my man, I'm glad to get this rolling with you again. Did get a text here, and I don't know if one of our texters, Go Poke, says, please ask him if he's ready for the Oklahoma drill.
He's done this for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I will not be ready for the Oklahoma drill with Ethan Solsad. It's kind of an inside joke.
I'm glad there was something there because I didn't know. I love it. You know, Go Pokes. Hey, I give him a hard time. He gives me a harder time. But he's a Hall of Famer. He is. And we got to give him that credit. Ethan, my man, hopefully tomorrow's a great game. And I'm not going to ask you for predictions, but who's going to win?
The over.
The over's where we're going. That's where we're confident in. All right. What is it? 40? Was it 46? 45?
Yeah, I think the final score will be 31-24. I think it'll be around in there.
31-24. Who's getting the 31? We're going to get this out of you somehow, Ethan.
I objectively and unbiasedly, I am leaning Wyoming because, I mean, historically, Wyoming has wanted it more. And with 75 new guys, I think that's going to really push them over the edge for Wyoming.
All right, there it is. Ethan Bird, sports director at KGWN-TV. Ethan, my man, we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Looking forward to it.
All right, 49 minutes after the hour, Smitty texting in, real Hall of Famer show up to the hot dog eating contest. That is true. We did have several Hall of Famers show up during the summer when I was stuffing my face full of hot dogs. 11:50 the time. We'll take a short break here live from CB and Potts Restaurant and Tap Room out at the Collindale Golf Course here in Fort Collins, celebrating kickoff to the CSU football weekend. Keep it here on the whole show. Northern Colorado's 103.1 at 1310 KK.
You want Broncos football?
Broncos on three! One, two, three!
Then you want Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.